This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com, and we're speaking with Gail Holzman Jr., who is president of American Sweeping Incorporated in Kansas City, Missouri. Gail has purchased and sold a number of sweeping companies in his 24 years in the sweeping business, and we will be discussing the kinds of considerations that you should be looking at if you were looking to purchase a sweeping company in a given marketplace. So first off, Gail, thank you very much for talking with the World Sweeper audience.
Good evening, Ranger, and thanks for the call. How you doing?
Just fine. Well, let's segment this into a couple different areas. First off, let's talk about somebody who has not been in the sweeping business before. They've evaluated that sweeping looks like a place that they could make some money, and they're looking at purchasing a sweeping company in their locale, let's say.
Or even a sweeper.
Or even a sweeper, right.
Yeah, we know we've got manufacturers advertising around the country, hey, be in business for yourself. I mean, I think we should address that, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I think we should address, we're currently in the business, we're going to expand our market, and third but last, we're going to address, we're in the business, and we're going to expand our market into a different geographical location.
Into a remote area. Okay. So first off, if somebody has evaluated the sweeping business, they haven't done it before, and they're either going to buy a sweeper from somebody or from a manufacturer, or they're going to buy an existing sweeping business with X number of sweepers in it, what should they be looking for?
Well, I say if the individuals listening to this particular show that you and I are putting on right now, then listen to me closely. You've done the first step. You've come to World Sweeper, and you clicked on our interview. So if you've already done that, then you know well enough that you need help and you need to get some education. So there's a couple things you can do. First off is get involved in NAPSA. Go to NAPSA and get what information they have on this subject, because they do have information. Look at World Sweeper, read the articles, read the things that are available to you to make a decision. Go to the national shows that we have around the country.
Well, there are two shows a year for the parking lot industry, the National Pavement Expos. One is typically around the first part of February in somewhere back east, and then one in December sometime, usually in Las Vegas.
That is correct. Now, with that said, this is my whole point. Careful by listening to the manufacturers. That sales guy that's going to sell you that sweeper, or the sales guy you call at that manufacturer to save your day and tell you how to price, tell you how to schedule, tell you how to bill. This guy sells sweepers. Keep that in mind. They're great guys. They do their job. They're going to get you the right equipment 9 out of 10 times. So if you're getting ready to buy your first sweeper, which is who we're talking to right now, if you're getting ready to buy your first sweeper, make sure that you get the information needed to make a good judgment call. Do the survey on your marketplace. Make sure you know that you can grow your business, that the pricing is in order, that you can be able to afford to grow your business, and all those little neat things that come with getting into business. Get you a mentor, somebody that's in business, and they don't necessarily have to be in the sweep business, but somebody that's in business to make sure you understand what P&L, profit and loss statements mean, and how they work, and what you're going to have to do to be able to take your business to the level that you're going to be able to make a living out of it. You're on listening to this interview. You've made a huge step to get to that point.
The one thing that I've seen through the years that I've followed the sweeping industry, which has been about a decade and a half now, is people who get into the sweeping business figuring, oh, well, I can drive a truck and I'm antisocial, so I can be out there working by myself at night. And they don't realize that they have to be out there selling all those accounts by day
to get started.
And you're going to have to do that on every level. Somebody has to be out there holding the customer's hand and selling those accounts and doing follow-up and those kinds of things. So,
well, you know, Ranger, you said a good point there, because I tell you, there's a curve. And in our business particularly, in the sweep business particularly, when you're talking about a service industry, most folks, when you talk to them after they've been in the business a few months, a year or two, they always bring up the fact, man, I didn't know it was going to be this hard. Because it is hard. Why? Because of the curve. Because that point where you buy the truck, you get off the truck and be able to manage your business and not just be the driver. Because once you get up to 2 or 3 trucks, you have to manage your business. You're not in the position to be able to just be a truck driver. And that's where most guys have this vision in their head, and that's not indeed the case. So you're right. You've got to be able to plan ahead and go through the different steps you got to go through to grow your business to be able to afford to make a living. And that's the mystery. That's the curb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, that is the fun part to watch somebody grow like that. Tom Kiesel's a good example out in Denver. I watched him buy his first truck. And man, he was an enthusiastic little dude, boy. I mean, he was excited about everything. And he come to my city, and he spent time with me, and he watched me, and he went out on calls with me, and he watched me get my guys out at night. He watched everything I did, and he took those practices back. And I'm telling you, he's been doing it for 20 years, and he's still doing it today like he did when he started, because he improved, he perfected, and he stayed with the program. And that's the key of a good service industry, to make it work if you're getting into business.
Right, get those fundamentals down, which is an excellent segue into my fundamentals of the power sweeping business. It's a $100 investment. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Dozens and dozens and dozens of contractors around the country will tell you that's the best investment you can make to get started.
Right. That's a heck of a book, I'm telling you. And even now, 24 years later, I still enjoy picking it up and reading parts out of it, especially when I get to miss you, buddy.
Well, so let's thank you very much for that, Dale. Is there anything to wrap up this part of the topic that you'd bring
up,
Dale?
One last thing, Ranger, that I need to bring up. You know, when you go look at these machines, they're pretty, they're shiny, they're big. And you know what? The business is a great business, and you can make a great living at it. I'm a proof of that. There's a lot of other contractors around the country you can talk to and meet that are proof of that. But if you're going to do this, make darn sure you can afford it. Make darn sure that you've got enough cash reserves in the bank to be able to carry you through, because there's going to be a lag, Ranger. Say, for example, I start January 1 just to make the numbers easy, and I go out and sweep $5, $10, $12, $20, $25, $30,000 worth of revenue. I have to bill that revenue. I have to wait for that revenue. Some of it's 10 days, 30 days, 45 days. Some of them may never pay you. I mean, that's unfortunately the society we live in. So you have to expect for those things. You have to make your payroll, whether it's yourself or whether you're paying somebody to drive that truck, fuel, insurance, all the expenses for maintenance. So make sure when you get in the business that you've got a good, sound business plan, you've got a good, sound accountant directing your finances, and you can't afford to do the business. There's nothing worse than putting your heart into something and failing. And most people fail because they lack the plan. Make sure you work the plan.
All right. Thank you, Gail. And I look forward to hearing part two of this about the considerations for when you are looking to purchase a business, a sweeping business that's in your marketplace that typically would be a competitor. Thank you very
much. Thanks, sir.